we're going to get started because I know I'm thrilled that you've all shown up this morning. And those of you that are in the chat, it'd be great if you could just say whether you were here yesterday or whether you're here today for the first time. It'd be fun to know how many people are coming back and how many new people there are. And I'm just welcoming everybody, regardless of whether you're in the chat. But being in the chat is kind of fun because you can chat. So I'm going to officially start now, and I know people are probably going to wander in after I get started. Yeah, and welcome to the people that it's your first day here. And many of you are here for the second time, which is awesome. Okay. So welcome to everybody to the Wiser and Wilder Fire Circle. Yay, this is day two of 6 days of being around the fire together. I am just thrilled to be with you all. This is Kaya Singer, and my book is called Wiser and Wilder, A Soulful Path for Visionary Women Entrepreneurs. And so this event that is today is really centered around my own creative venture and my own vision and everything that I put into my book. And this event was something I've wanted to do for a long time. I shared this yesterday. I really feel that the discussion from yesterday was awesome, and we're going to talk about that. But, you know, it was so much great affirmation about how important it is when you're a visionary woman entrepreneur, which all of you are, to actually step into that place that is your own calling, is your own passion, is you're speaking from who you really are. And when you do that, everything is aligned. And so many of us got off track and tried to be who we thought we should be. And we talked a lot about that yesterday. So I love that, though, that bringing a group of people together, amazing women like you, around the fire, so we can all feel that we're authentically being ourselves. So first I want to just welcome my two Fire Circle leaders who are going to be with me today. And if you could just say hello really quick. Luna, are you there?
I'm here. Hello.
Yay. Well, and Kathleen, are you there?
I'm here, yes.
Yay. Thank you both. I just, you know, I've invited two different people to be with each of the six days because you know, I love company, and I love other people's expertise and other people's energy. It's just beautiful. But this is a collaborative circle, so I want to hear from all of you as well rather than just us speaking. So those of you that are here in the chat, make sure you get your voice in the chat. If you're not in the chat and you're listening live, get on the Facebook group, and Phyllis, if you're there, maybe you could type in that in the chat, the URL, the Facebook group, and it's facebook.com/WiserandWilder. And it should be in all the emails you're getting as well, right? That is amazing, the conversation we're having in that Facebook group. So if you're not there, you're missing a lot of juicy stuff. So we're going to begin this morning similar to the way we began yesterday, which is really, really awesome, which is we're going to be in a circle around the fire. It's just a very short little ritual, and I invite you all to just sit back and join us, okay? So if you're, hopefully you're somewhere where you can just close your eyes for a moment and just be mindful and just feel into being around a fire circle. Just visualize that fire burning in the center, this beautiful flame snapping up in the air. It's nighttime, it's dark. In the sky, the crescent moon is getting larger as the full moon moves toward, the new moon moves toward the full moon. It's still a crescent, but it's grown a little bit bigger than yesterday. So we notice the energy. You can look across the fire through the firelight and see the sparkly faces of the other women that are sitting with you in the circle. There's over 300 people that have actually joined our circle now. It's about 340 as of this morning. Women from all over the world. It's beautiful. some of you are here today, some of you are in the chat, some of you are on the phone, some of you are going to listen to the recording later, but in real time, we're all here right now in this moment together. There's no such thing as before and after. We're all here. So just, you know, hold hands to the woman on your right and the woman on your left. Just feel that energy that you're holding two women's hands right now around the circle. It's beautiful. And just feel the energy moving around the circle as we create this beautiful container for our gathering today. Because this is a gathering. It's a community. It's way more than a phone call. And I know you feel that. It's beautiful. So my little thing that we're going to do today in our circle right now is just to tuning into those three aspects of womanhood, the maiden, mother, and crone. And that maiden part of you, this has nothing to do with your age right now at all. This is all women regardless of your age, right? You could be 25, you could be 85, you know, and we still have the maiden, mother, and crone part of us, right? And the maiden part is that part of you that just knows you're so resilient. You can take risks and just go for it. You would be getting up and dancing in the moonlight right now. Just trying things, not sure whether they're going to work or not, but knowing that you've got so much time in your life to just do things, right? And then the mother part of you is busy creating and building. You're doing, you're growing things. And that's the part of you that knows how to do that and loves putting things together and creating and nurturing, right? And then the crone part of you is the piece of you that holds space. It's that place where you go to that quiet place inside of yourself where you listen to your wise woman. It's that, it's the intelligence and the wisdom that you hold in your bones. It lives in your soul. It's your inner sight, your inner knowing, often that quiet place. So regardless of how old you are, I just invite you all to tune into that crone energy right now. That place that has expanded wisdom, expanded insight. And part of that is your ability to offer mentoring to somebody else. Mentoring in this context means lovingly giving, supporting, helping. And I know all of you have that to offer. It's part of what we do as visionary women. So, and I've mentioned to you before that I'm creating this beautiful visionary painting after all these calls, as a result of these fire circles, the painting is going to come forth and it's going to be collaborative. So from that place of mentoring others and that love of giving, see if you can think of one word that would come out of your wisdom that you have to give forward to offer to somebody else. And if you're in the chat and that one word comes to you, could you write it in the chat, please? And if you're not in the chat, join the Facebook group, please. And put your word in there. Just come on over there after the call today and add your words. And, yeah, so people are writing their words in beautiful. Luna wrote plenty. Catherine wrote kindness. Barbara wrote love. If you're not in the Facebook group, if you're not on Facebook, if you're one of those few people in the world that are not on Facebook, email me your word, okay? But preferably put it on Facebook if you're there. Gail says self-love. Kathleen says love seed. Kelly Jumping Mouse, soft power. Aurora says joy, compassion. Be truthful with yourself. From Joanne and Steph. Rose says inspiration. Paula B says safety. Connected, creation, awareness, becoming. Oh, beautiful, beautiful. I love how you're all turning into that place in yourself. And it shows you that you can do this at any time. It's just about being quiet and being mindful. And you can call forth your inner crone, regardless of your age, and she can be there to help you see not only what you can do with yourself, but how you can help somebody else. because most of you, in your vision, it involves helping other people, right? And this is my life path as well. So other words that are coming up: acceptance, powerful, openness, music, truth, firmness, wholeness. This is beautiful. Thank you all. So we've opened the circle now, and we're just allowing for more of that juicy energy to come through to each of you while we're here together during this hour, okay? So just keep sharing what's coming to you. And when this painting is finished, all of your words are going to be embedded in it, and I'm going to write all of your names on the back of the painting because you're helping bring it forward. The painting is going to be made into prints and cards, and in that way, you're going to be helping put it out to the world. You know, I searched for a long time of trying to really get clear about a collaborative way of doing this venture here, this call, and this is what I came up with. And it's going to be beautiful. I know this painting is going to be beautiful, and you're all part of it. So before we move into introducing Kathleen and Luna, who are going to share with you their little story, I want to just say a few words about stories. You know, as women, we love being in circles. You know, if you're on the chat and you can respond to this, you know, have you been in women's circles, and what have they done for you? What happens for you when you're in a circle with other women? What gets talked about? How does it help you? I know for me, I love listening to stories. I was at an event last year called the Crohn's Council, which I'm going to go back to this year. It's in Denver this year. It was in Mount Shasta last year. It was amazing. I was around, you know, almost 200 women, and people told their stories all weekend, and they were so beautiful. What a way of learning and sharing. Teaching comes through with a story more than any other way. And by the way, my book is full of women's stories. It's got the teaching in it about how to really stay on your path, that soulful path, to becoming a visionary and also turning it into an entrepreneurial venture. And the stories are such a big part of it. Okay, and both Kathleen and Luna have pieces of their story in this book. But today, each of them are going to share a different story with you. It might overlap with that, but, you know, we'll see how that happens. So I'm going to start out with Kathleen. Are you here?
I'm here, Kaya.
Yay. Okay. So this is a question that I've asked. I'm asking everybody on all these calls to respond to with your story, right? And for a 10-minute little piece of time, right? So the question is, thinking back to when you first began in business, what was one challenge you had, and how are you able to access your own inner wisdom to help you through it? How was this like walking through the fire, and what did you learn from it? How does this make a difference now, many years later, and how do you still use that wisdom piece to keep you aligned and on track? So, I've asked Kathleen and Luna both to respond to this question, and I'm going to introduce each of them first, one at a time. So you just know a little bit who Kathleen is, right? Kathleen Hannigan, she's a social worker, a love and business sage, is a transformational psychotherapist, business coach, ordained shamanic priestess, speaker, and workshop presenter. Yeah, because Kathleen's a crone, so she's got a lot of life experience, right? Kathleen masterfully translates spiritual and psychological wisdom into practical tools. She blesses all in her path to activate the pure desire within and to reset your inner compass toward your highest vision. She teaches an enlightened path of integrity and joy so you discover and offer your gift. Honor your multidimensionality and create a structure that allows you to receive infinite prosperity. Kathleen is a healer's healer, attuned and grounded in love. Beautiful. So, Kathleen, I'm going to give the microphone to you for this piece of time, this 10-minute piece of time, and you can respond to that question in any way you want to with your own story. So there you go.
Great. Thank you so much, Kaya. Well, I, you know, truly, Kathleen was a happy camper before she set off on her great journey. And I was. I was very successful at what I do so well. And I had a big following and a beautiful home that I called the temple and used it for all kinds of gatherings and sort of as a ministry to the community, but I had very lucrative psychotherapy practice as well. But sure enough, I got called, and there's that element of the call. And, you know, at 58, it was kind of, wow, what's she doing now? She's selling the house, and she's leaving and going on a great adventure. And I stepped into the world of online marketing almost as if I'd forgotten everything I know. and because I was so bedazzled by so many people doing such amazing things on the internet and all that, I thought, well, I can do that. I've always been successful at what I do. And I didn't like it. I wasn't joyful spending that many hours on the computer. I longed for the deeper connection with people, which is really what my life is about. And I got so lost that the big archetypal story that I identified with is the journey of Inanna to the underworld. You know, Inanna was queen of heaven and earth, and she was called. And she kept hearing the words, Inanna. And I heard that, and I went into the depths, into the belly of the beast, as they say in the heroine's journey, where I slowly but surely gave up my identity. I wasn't a therapist anymore. I didn't know who I was. I went to people. I looked, you know, I tried to see myself in some of the coaches that I hired, but they were different than I was. And I lost myself along the way. And literally, like Inanna, as I came to each gateway, I lost more money. I gave up more confidence. I went down. I went into a descent. And it's a very feminine way. And I think, I must say that had I not done that before in other ways in my life, or if I didn't understand that the nature of stepping into a new and bigger calling is to go into a descent and to give up that which is not you. And I would have lost all hope. And I nearly did. And I nearly went bankrupt in the process. And even my health suffered. And all of this as I was, you know, coming around to 60 years old. and through the whole thing, I had there was like something inside of me that kept saying, keep going, you're not done. And I met allies along the way. In fact, Luna was one of those allies, and Kaya was one of those allies who began to reflect back to me who I really am. And I needed that even at that late stage in my life, because I was becoming someone new, someone more than who I'd been. And I had to give up a lot. It's not everyone's story. It happened to be mine. And one of the things I learned along the way, one of the big things, first of all, I had to become very humble. I had to get to the point where I didn't have anything anymore. And I looked at myself and I said, you know, you're still here. So since you are all you have, you must be enough, because you wouldn't have been called to this mission if you weren't enough. That's really where I got to. And I reached out for help, and I started to turn. I started to pivot. And that's part of the journey. And I started to pivot more in the direction of what was real for me, my authentic self, you know, the deeper work with people. And I actually made a couple of big geographical moves that made it harder. But I faced the shadow just like Inanna did, you know, facing her dark sister, Ezekiel. I faced a part of me that was terrified. I had always been so brave, and everyone knew me as brave and always able to pull it off, but I faced a part of me that was so scared and didn't really believe in herself. And that was what was humbling. I had to take that, and I had to integrate that part of my shadow and return. And I've been on the return ever since. I'm three quarters of the way through the big book of my life, which is, you know, I'm back to I'll tell you, I'm back to maiden about to give birth. I swear I'm back to that. I feel more alive than I've ever felt in my life. People say I don't look 63, you know, I certainly don't feel 63. And I am so excited and so jazzed about what I'm writing and what I have to offer that I could never be if I hadn't gone through what I went through. And what got me through the whole thing were the friends, the allies, and the belief in the process that if we're called, that we must have it in us to answer that call. And it's always a stepping into the unknown. It's giving up all security. It's not about being fearless. It's about being afraid and doing it anyway. It's about hitting the bottom, the thing I was most afraid of, which is to run out of all of my money, and realize my gifts are still there. That no one can take them from me. And now that I'm doing very well again, but I'm back to, once I returned to who I am and came to know myself truly, which I, even in my previous success, had not, I didn't know myself the way I know myself now. Once that started, the money started to come back and the juice and the aliveness. And I want to say to all of us, because no one here would, you all have been called. You've been called to this call, so I know that you're called to a bigger game. But it's not a game, it's really your life. And there's a term I've learned, it's called amor fati. It's the love of your fate. It's like, love it, love the journey, love every step of the journey. If you can, love even the part that hurts you so hard that you know you must be becoming something more than you were. And then go on and become that. And so that belief that comes, I guess, when we get older and we've come to grown, you know, you can look back and say, oh, I've been there before. And I want to say to younger women and women who haven't, you know, who taken that particular kind of journey, many of you have, get the help you need, get the mirror, have someone reflect back to you who you really are, the wise women who can see, the ones who look into your souls and say, I see you. We all need that, no matter how old we are. So that's my story. Inanna came back. She came back from actually death in the great story of Inanna, and she returned to the world with having integrated her dark sister, this part of her she had pushed away, and she had more power than ever, and I feel that way. I certainly can claim my resilience, but also my tenderness and my compassion for all of us, wherever we are along that journey. So I don't know if anybody can relate to that story.
Yeah, I think, Kathleen, this is beautiful. You've gotten a lot of comments here in the chat about people who definitely are relating to your story. And I'm enjoying the comments there. And if anybody has a question you want to ask Kathleen, if you're here on the chat, feel free to do that. You know, Kathleen, you and I met when you were in a dark part of your journey. And I remember we met then, and I saw the other part of you. I remember we met at a networking group that I was running, and it was the last meeting, right? And you showed up. And that was the reason I hadn't ended it sooner, I'm sure, because you showed up. I looked at you across the table, and I thought, who is this woman? I was supposed to know her. You know, she's part of my tribe. I know. Many of you have had that feeling before, right?
Yeah.
And we met, and go ahead. What were you going to say?
We absolutely need allies. We must have them. It's like life. It's like our lifeblood, you know.
Yeah. It's true. And I still remember our drive up to Vancouver together. It's a 6-hour drive from Portland to Vancouver. We went to a workshop for a weekend, and it felt like an hour because we talked the whole way. You know, we were just right into it. It was beautiful. Anyway, thank you so much. Some of the things that you said that just were the key words that facing your shadow, You're like Iana, you know, that you'd always been brave, but you just faced that terror, you know, and that fear. And the important thing was knowing your friends and allies, believing in your process, and knowing that if you're called, you must have what it takes to actually be able to do your, that is beautiful. I hope you're all getting that piece, because I know every single one of you here feels called. As Kathleen said, you wouldn't have shown up here, you wouldn't have joined this group if you hadn't been called, you know. So if you're called, you have what it takes to do it. And you have to love yourself and love every step of your journey. That's what you said. It's beautiful.
Something else I want to add, Kaya.
Sure.
You know, many of us get, and I did too, get hung up on what am I called to? And I don't know who said it. I read, it was actually in this wonderful book, I think. It was The Great Work of Your Life by Stephen Cope.
Yeah.
He said something like, your dharma, which is your destiny, that which you're here to do, your dharma is so close to you, you can spit at it. It's right there. It's who you are. And the essence of, it's like getting to who we are is the great journey. That is the big journey. I mean, I happen to take big journeys across the country to do it. Not everybody needs to do that. You know, you can do it sitting in your office, you know. It's that journey from your head, what you think you should be and who you think you should be, to your heart, to who you really are.
I get it.
Journey.
Yeah. And it, exactly. Yeah. And for me, it and I'm just going to say this for a second, and then I'm going to bring Luna on, is that, you know, I had to move across the world, you know. I left New Zealand, which I felt was my heart home, came back to the United States, which I didn't want to be at, and it felt like I was going into the underworld coming back here, you know. But it was, you know, helped me to become who I am now. So, yeah, it's amazing. We all have our stories. It's beautiful. So, Luna, are you there?
I'm here.
Yay. Okay. So I'm just going to say a few words about Luna. Luna Jaffe is a certified financial planner. She said she never bought in to the notion that one must sacrifice passion or forfeit creativity to get serious about money. She believes that true wealth embraces your values, not just the numbers on your ledger. She was entrepreneurial from a young age, was the president of her own wearable art company called Luna Silks by age 23. She holds a master's degree in Jungian psychology, and she owns Lunaria Financial here in Portland and offers security and advisory services. Now, what you didn't mention in your writing here, because this is probably an old bio, is that she also has written a beautiful book called Wild Money, which is a workbook with it, so it's actually two books. It's a beautiful, amazing book. And she's just about to open a new business called the Prosperity Pie Shop, which I had the joyfulness to be at an opening party of it the other night, where we all painted the bare walls and with all kinds of messages, which they're going to be embedded in the walls. So maybe you can share a little bit more about what that is. But I'm so happy to have you here, Luna, and hear what your story. And Luna has a story in my book, which you'll enjoy reading about, and it may not be what she's going to talk about now. But I just want to throw that out there. And I welcome whatever story you're going to share now in answer to these questions. So the microphone's yours.
Thank you, Kaya. Yeah, the new business is actually, I think, the most relevant to talk about because it's the biggest, most awe-inspiring and terrifying challenge I've ever put myself up to. And so what I'm starting is a company called Sacred Money Studios, and within it is a business called the Prosperity Pie Shop, with the concept that if people come in to eat pie and have joy around pie and coffee and tea, they might get more inspired to look at their relationship with money. And so it's a retail space where people can come in and get coaching and classes and workshops around money, and there's also a retail space where there'll be sacred items for altars to money, so that you can work on your relationship with money. Books that I particularly have found helpful and love, sculptures, artwork, local crafts people who do anything related to abundance and money. And the thing that's fascinating with your question, Kaya, is so I first began business a long time ago, but that doesn't mean that you ever necessarily feel like you're a master of it, because each time you start a different business or start a new phase of a business, it changes everything about how you were functioning. And so one of the desires with this newest business, it's a partnership, so it's different than my Lunaria. Is I'm the sole owner of Lunaria, and it's been just kind of my I'm the captain of the ship, and I drive the ship where I want it to go. And this business felt very different. It felt very important to me to create a collaborative environment and do it in partnership. So I have two other partners, one of whom is also my life partner. And so part of the challenge that we have been dealing with is that we really are grounding this business in love and in a practice of clearing, which comes from a book that I have found particularly helpful called Sacred Commerce. And one of the premises of Sacred Commerce is that you honor each other and clear with each other so that you bring your full attention to your business meeting, to your work, to whatever you're doing. And that clearing process really just has two steps. One is to share with the person that you're clearing with about the anything that you're bringing in, like something that niggly that happened to you earlier in the day or challenges you're having that week or anything else that could be going on that might pull your attention away from being present. And then the second part of it is speaking about what you're grateful for and being really in the moment with gratitude. And so we've decided to ground this business in the practice of clearing with our soon-to-be employees, which we haven't yet hired, but it's on the list of the many things we have to do. and I keep finding that the paradigm is we're trying to do something in a different paradigm, and we keep knocking up against the old paradigms, how you do things, how you negotiate things, the ways you get access to funding. Each time we try to go down the sort of traditional path, we sort of get knocked upside the head. And what I think that, you know, part of your question is, how have I been able to access my own inner wisdom? And I find that what I have to do with this business is I've had to really sit back a lot and pray a lot, like very intense praying around what is it that I'm envisioning and how do I want to feel. I really focus a lot on how I want to feel as this business develops. How do I want customers to feel? How do I want employees to feel? And what are the ways to build community such that anybody who walks in that space feels loved and accepted, which is obviously not the common experience around money. And I've had quite a few experiences just in the last 3 months of looking for funding for this business where it kicks you in the ass around any shame that you might have about anything related to it's so vulnerable to ask for money in the sense of borrowing money or going to we went to a microenterprise organization that loans to small businesses, particularly women-owned businesses, and there were so many interesting moments where it just kept throwing in my face this feeling of, wow, you're really doubting me or you're questioning me, and it makes me really question myself. And I've had to keep going back to myself and saying, no, actually, you had this vision, and I actually received this vision for this business on Vision Quest this summer. And so I know where it comes from, and I have to keep leaning into that belief that when I'm doing what I'm meant to be doing, the resources to do it are going to come. At the same time, being a money person, I'm very aware of how much I have to be very concrete about the numbers and the budget and the choices that are being made every single day as we're doing this huge build-out of a space that it's all about creating a space that's a sanctuary. And so I can't do it sort of halfway. And I don't want to do it in a way that doesn't feel true to the vision, which means it's going to cost more than I expected, as these things always do. So there's been a lot for me about leaning back into myself and taking out, stepping out of my business when I'm working during the day and just going for a walk or stepping onto the earth so I can get grounded and remind myself that I'm really doing fine. It's going to be fine. I guess that's my mantra. It's going to be fine. My other mantra is God's got this. And I even wrote it on the wall during our little painting celebration the other day when what Kaya was talking about. I just wrote, God's got this. And I just feel like I have to keep reminding myself that it's really not me. I'm just the channel. And when I remember that I'm the channel, the fear seems to dissipate. And when it seems like it's all in my hands and everything's up to me and I get really like, oh, my God, that's when the fear really grabs me by the throat. So I've learned a lot about being in community, that the support of a community around around the things that matter to me are what feeds my business, even though they're not directly related, and praying and leaning into my own nature-based process of listening. That's really where I am right now. It's like, since it's the biggest challenge of my life, that's what I wanted to talk about.
It's beautiful, and I wrote down a few things as you were talking, just that stuck out for me. You know, you said grounded in love, and so many businesses don't get started that way. I mean, it's just really great that that was the first thing that you said, which is beautiful, and the fact that you're trying to do something and still hitting up against the old way of doing things. You said the old paradigm. I'm just mentioning this because I think that I just want to bring those out for the people that are listening now, because I think so many of us get stuck doing that. We do what we think we're supposed to do from an old paradigm, and it doesn't work. It's interesting.
Sometimes you don't even realize that you're stuck in it. Like, I find myself swimming around in circles, and I'm like, oh, wait a second. It's all these men that are the contractors on our build-out, and they're all telling me one thing, and I'm like, but it doesn't feel right. Like, I have to just lean into, like, I need to get the feeling right before I get into the details. And that's part of the paradigm shift.
That's exactly right, what you just said there, because I think we're used to just going right into the mental part of the details, and we skip that part. And that's a big difference, you know, and I feel like that's been the theme, you know, of our whole group here, even through yesterday's call, you know, of people really showing up authentically. And the fact that you got this clarity on your vision quest, that's the other piece. This is beautiful. I mean, I know you've talked about doing something like this for a while, but it sounds like it really came clear when you stopped and went into a quiet place and channeled something from a larger source, right?
Right. Yeah, it's interesting. One of the things one of my teachers said is, because preparing for Vision Quest is a lot of work, and one of the things she said was, you know, ceremony is 90% preparation and 10% ceremony. And I loved that because it really helped me. Actually, this vision that came so completely clear, it was so clear, it was even clear to the place of I knew exactly what building it was supposed to be in. You know, there's still obviously a lot of details that had to get filled in, but it was the idea of it and why it was needed in the world came actually 2 weeks before I went on Vision Quest. And I remember thinking, oh, I guess I don't need to go.
Uh-huh.
You know, like, that's good. Who needs to go starve and freeze on the desert for 4 days, right? I got it, you know, and then I was like, yeah, no, Luna, you still got to go. it felt like the time on the land was grounding the vision. It was all there, but it was just sinking in and letting myself just be really quiet. And there was not anything really profound about that time other than that I took the time and honored myself to just get really still. And that served me. That served me well. It gave me a kind of a reserve that I needed to be running two businesses simultaneously. And, oh, yeah, and I'm supposed to get married this year, too. Like, oh, my God. It's crazy.
Yeah. But what you described was that 90% preparation part. You know, and the preparation is just being, right? Being in that place of quietness. It can be part of that ceremony. Yeah, and the other thing that you said, which I really want to mention here for everybody's benefit, is that because, you know, you are, you know, you're concrete about money. You know, this is your work, right? And yet, at the same time, you want to believe in the vision and know that it's going to work because it's coming from somewhere else. And somehow you have an ability to balance those two. And I think that a lot of visionary women have trouble balancing those two. So I know you're aware of that, but I just think it's really important to say that because there is a way to do both of those.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, actually, the funniest thing, my most sort of biggest revelation in the last year has been how much I've basically been utilizing a new budgeting tool, and I've never been one to budget, even though I'm a financial planner. I'll just like admit that. I'm a planner, but I've never been a budgeter, and they're different. They're different skill sets. One is much more bigger picture and global and investment oriented and life planning. But you know, budgeting is like day to day, month to month, and I never kind of grasped how to do that because I never had learned how to do it. In the last year, I've been using this tool, and now I teach all my clients. Like, they don't even have a choice. I'm like, if you want to be my client, you got to learn this tool because it's made such a huge dramatic difference in the way I feel in charge of what's happening in my life, and I can look at my finances as a business owner or a person in my personal life and say, yes, I can do that, or no, that's just not – I don't have the means to do that right now. I can make decisions. And I never thought I would say that budgeting makes me relax because I just couldn't get the, like my ex-partner, she used to like balance the checkbook when she was really stressed out. And I would be like, you need to, really? Like, how could you possibly balance the checkbook? What is that doing for you? And now I'm like, I totally get it. I totally get it. And it's so fun to be able to pull up this tool and go, I'm good. Even if I had a bad day or I got some bill I wasn't expecting or the computer broke, I'm like, yeah, but I saved for a new computer. I'm good. And that's the grounded part. That's the part that just, as a business owner, has revolutionized the way I look at my finances. It's just like,
Well, you know, you taught me one thing that it's part of the same thing, you know, really, when I took your class some years ago, and you talked about having your nut, you know, and figuring out what that part is, which is the absolute money that you need in order to stay alive, right? And it's important to have like 3 months of it in your account. And I did that, and it changed my entire energy around fear, around money after I did that. Because, you know, as any kind of business, income goes up and down. And during the time when it was down, I knew I still had the money in my account. So thank you for that.
You're welcome. Yeah, it's kind of a miracle.
It is. So somebody asked a question here. It disappeared in the chat. But what tool were you using? Can you offer the name of that? Maybe you can
write it
in the
chat. Oh, yeah, I just put it in there. It's called
Easy
to Budget.
In the chat. Yeah, that would be great. Because I think a couple people wanted to know what that tool was. So.
Yep.
Yay.
I already wrote it.
Oh, good. Thank you. Perfect. Okay. Wonderful. Thank you for sharing, Luna. And this is beautiful. Both of you, you know, I really hear some kind of similarities in both Luna's and Kathleen's sharing about just trusting themselves and grounding in that place of love and knowing that we have the resources. Right. Both of you have said things like that, which are really beautiful. Yeah, if anybody has any questions or comments for either Luna or Kathleen, if you're in the chat, write them in the chat right now. If you're listening online but you're not in the chat, come back to the Facebook group after the call and ask your questions there, make comments, and hopefully both of Luna and Kathleen can drop in there today to engage with you. That's what our group is for. The conversations have been just phenomenal there, and people are learning so much. So I'd love to hear from you all in the chat. What are you taking away from these stories of these two beautiful women? Just a couple of things that you have, maybe aha moments or things that you're looking at in a different way because of one of theirs or both of their sharings. It'd be great to hear that. Yeah, this is great. I want to mention to you right now that, you know, I'm thrilled that both of you have contributed in your own way to my book. And, you know, just a little bit of my own story here is, I mean, I have so many, you know, but talking about walking through the fire, even just writing this book, which I started 2 years ago, just is through me, you know, so many times. And like Kathleen said, something like she said, well, if I meant to do this, then I must have what it takes, you know. And I really had to feel that a number of times when I was writing my book because I thought, you know, what am I doing and who am I to write this and all that. And I thought, well, I had to come back to that truth about myself and the fact that this has been my vision for most of my adult life, which is, you know, supporting other women to step into empowerment and to nothing more beautiful than knowing how to take your vision and move it forward. So what I want to do is, those of you that want to, so part of this, okay, just to back up a little, at first I thought about doing a Kickstart campaign, and how many of you have done Kickstarts or thought about it, right? If you have, mention that in the chat, because I've thought about doing a Kickstart campaign in order to sell the book ahead of time, to bring the money in so I could pay all the millions of people I've hired and all that. And then I realized I don't need to do that. I could do this myself on my own website, right? I mean, again, it's that paradigm shift, right? Yeah, Luna, you said, I talked to you about it, and you said it's a lot of work. And it made me think, well, why do I need to do it through Kickstart? If I'm going to do all that work, why not do it on my own website and do it my own way, right? Because that's what my whole book is about. It's about doing it your own way and being yourself. So this particular, you know, the Wiser and Wilder Fire Circle, that's what this is, really. It was doing it my own way. And this is so beautiful because I brought all you women here. We're doing it collaboratively. We're doing it the way that's totally me. Because there's nothing I'd rather do than sit around a fire circle with women. Honestly, it's one of my favorite things. I just love, I love it. So, so yeah. What I'm going to do is just read a little teeny bit from the end of my book instead of the beginning. Yesterday I read something from the first chapter, and today this is from the very end of the last chapter, okay? And it's called, so this, it says, you each have your purpose and your mission, and you're ready to walk your soulful path and manifest your vision. My message and teaching in the preceding chapters has been not about what you need to do. Most of us are already too busy with doing this, that frantic energy of following steps to an illusion of success. That chaotic state is so easy to get off track, not listen, and become overwhelmed and unclear. So when you look at the Wiser and Wild mandala that I created, which is, shows the chapters of my book, you'll see a step-by-step program for you to develop that person who can stand in your own footprints. You've done the activity at the end of each chapter, and I've put beautiful activities that you can do in each chapter. And you'll have had some aha awarenesses already. You'll also know which areas are asking you to focus more. So my core focus is about beingness, which means being who you are authentically in your real circle in a balanced and actualized way with your strong voice, willing to face the unhealed parts of yourself that hold you back, which is what we've talked about today. From a place of standing in a mindful place and connecting with your own wisdom and wildness, the clouds part and the light of your own inner knowing shows up along with the support of your real mentors, people who will walk that path with you and keep you from getting lost in the woods and forgetting your way. Your first true mentor is your own soul partner, your wise woman, who lives at the center of your circle. She is all-knowing and is always there, waiting in the shadows of your doingness. So that's all I'm going to read right now, but it's giving you an idea of what's in the book, right? And I'd love for you to buy it now. If you buy it now, you're buying it before the book's actually published and printed, although it's all done. I've written the entire thing, which is like a celebration for me. And not only will you get the book, but it'll be signed, personally signed by me, and some other juicy stuff that's going to come with it, just as bonuses. Something that's called Visionary Credos for Life. It's going to be in a poster and a bookmark. Plus, you're going to get a free ebook that is called Wild Wisdom Tips, and it's written by 22 women, including Luna and Kathleen, and many of the other women on this call. And you're going to get that ebook. And the only way you can get that ebook is to buy my book, okay? So you can click, if you're in the chat, you can click the red banner right there and buy it. If you're not in the chat, you can go to wiserandwilder.com. It's wiserandwilder.com. So, and you can get to the page, and you can look at the book chapters. You can read the testimonials. And you can look at the bonuses you can also get. All right. Thank you. So, yay. So, beautiful comments here. I'd love to come back to you, Kathleen. Are you still there?
I am. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I wonder if you have any last things to share. If you could give advice to anybody right now that's in this group, advice or just tune into your own, you know, your own crone,
that mentor
part of yourself. What do you want to leave with people here?
I want to say that if you can, each one of you, just take a moment and really embrace who you are right now. And if you've made quote-unquote mistakes or you've, you know, made some decisions that have ended up not working out well, just know that your intentions have been good. In a sense, right in this moment, you can decide, I'm letting it go, forgiving myself, and turn your whole being toward your future. And look forward. And feel who you are right in this moment, facing forward, facing into the future that you, only you can give birth to. And you start with accepting right where you are, right now.
That's beautiful, Kathleen. And, you know, I love that because your future, I think a lot of people think of the word future and you think years ahead. But your future is actually one moment. It's one moment from right this second, right? You're already in your future. Isn't that right? So it is not about a future like, oh, my God, it's there. It's not now. It is actually now, right?
Mm-hmm. Face it now and let go of whatever you don't want to take into that future. Goodbye.
Yeah. I know. Isn't that beautiful? Because I think that I'm going to speak for myself. I have so many painful things in the past, you know, things that I wish I had done differently, mistakes I've made, blah, 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 right? I mean, and I'm thinking of, I just read The Power of the Crone, Listen to the Power of the Crone by Clarissa Pinkola Estes. Beautiful CDs. I don't know if any of you have heard it or not, but the end of, I think it was CD number 4, she said, you might as well be yourself because half the world isn't going to like you anyway. Isn't that great? You might as well be yourself because half the world isn't going to like you anyway. And I love that because I spent a lot of time trying to fit in. Trying to fit in was my whole thing when I was growing up because I didn't know who I was. So,
yeah.
Yay. Luna, are you still there?
I am.
Great. I'm going to ask you the same thing. If you have any, you know, anything you want to leave with the group that would help, you know, advice from where you've been.
Yeah, my wisdom is to not let money be an afterthought and to see that you have a relationship with money, like it or not. And if you choose to love it and see it as an ally, you can do many more powerful things in the world than if you deny it or ignore it or treat it like it's an evil aspect of the world that you don't, you know, that we are involved in the world. So many people seem to think there's a disconnect between being a spiritual human being and being a person who has financial well-being. And they're just not mutually exclusive. And I'm here to say the only reason why they have been is because people haven't known how to learn about money. They haven't been taught in a loving way. And it's so fundamental to feeling confident about the way you can put your work in the world that getting that alignment in place and taking the time to do so is incredibly valuable.
I love that. Yeah, and I think if, you know, as you were sharing, that whole thing about money is evil, I think we've seen so much, especially here in the United States anyway, so much greed, you know, and misuse of money, and people have lumped it all into being evil, you know, and I want to focus on money. But it's really about how you use it. And, and I love that, money being your ally. And it definitely does make a huge difference when you look at it that way. And Joe Lexus says, Luna, can you post the book suggestions you mentioned? So you could post those in the Facebook group as well as here. That would be great. Yeah, because the people, not everybody's on the chat. So this is great. I'm just thrilled. This has been an amazing hour. I've loved having the two of you here. Thank you to Luna, and thank you to Kathleen. Thank you to all of you, because this has been so collaborative, right? It's beautiful. excuse me. If anybody of you can mention, you know, what you're taking away from today, from everything, you know, what's maybe one word that you're leaving with after being inspired by so many of these beautiful nuggets today? It'd be great if you could come back to mention those in the chat right now, but also come back to the Facebook group today and share that. Ask questions. Tell your own story, right? Honestly, because it's really about your story as much as ours. We all have our story. And we have another circle tomorrow, which is going to be completely different than today's and very different than yesterday's, right? We have Mona and Teo with us tomorrow, and they are both amazing, okay? You're going to love them both. Very different energy and than what you've had so far, so don't miss them. If you've liked the people I brought on so far, you're going to love Mona and Teo as well. And they're going to bring their own wisdom. So thank you all. This has been an amazing hour. Please come on to the Facebook group. Again, if you're not on it already, it's facebook.com/groups/Wiser and Wilder. And to buy the book, my book, Wiser and Wilder book, Soulful Paths for Visionary Women Entrepreneurs, it's wiserandwilder.com, and you'll end up there. Now, if you are overseas, we have a little glitch on the website right now for the overseas sales. So send me an email if you're overseas, because I need to figure out the shipping, okay? For the people in the United States, the shipping is included in the price, okay? So just send me an email and we'll figure it out. So thank you all. Have a wonderful rest of your day or night, depending on which time zone you're in. And I'll see you on the Facebook group. Alrighty, bye everybody.